Ready?
Thank you for doing that right into my headphones.
No, I did into my mic.
Oh, then why are my headphones wet?
Ooh, well,
welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm Val.
Who?
No, you're not.
Wait a second. Who authorized? Who authorized that?
Okay.
It took Dave like 4 fucking months. To say his name,
and I was told by you guys to do it.
This one doesn't even ask permission; just starts fucking saying her name. Nobody cares.
Who does she think she is?
Oh God!
Also, I want to let you know that today your name is Jamie, but like the boy Jamie.
Yeah,
that's right.
I knew a boy named Jamie. He had red hair.
That's the one you are.
Great. So I'm a man and I'm a ginger.
Yeah.
At least you're not a donkey face.
Oh my God. I knew you were going to say that.
So how are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I feel like crap.
Do you?
I do.
Really?
Spent the entire weekend just feeling like death.
Well, you look spiffy.
Thank you. I had to go to an office today and then another office and then back to the first office, so...
Now, were you doing this for work, or are you just going to offices?
I'm just walking into offices and being like, hey, can I check out your snacks? And they're like, we don't have any snacks. I'm like, well, screw you then, and walked out. No, I was working.
Okay. That sounds awful.
Listen, if you're willing to pay me, I'll do just about anything. You know.
No, I do know that. I do know that. I get the discount. Funny enough, the senior citizens discount. I don't know why, but I'm not complaining.
It's more than the friends and family discount.
Gotcha.
In the hopes that Betty White will take me up on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think she would.
God, I hope so. Kill me. She would rip off my head like a praying mantis afterward.
I feel like she dies this year.
I feel like she never dies because she killed all the rest of the Golden Girls.
Oof,
and has,
you're right.
And has, she's the Highlander. That's it. She will bury us all.
I don't know. I feel like 2017 is not Betty White's year.
To be fair, 2017 might not be any of our years to survive. So let's see how that goes.
That's a very, very,
very astute point. That's right there.
In tangentially related things, did you guys all buy stock in paper companies and marker companies?
No.
Jeff? No?
No.
Why not? I mean, every Saturday night apparently is going to be protest night in America. it's like...
OPEC, you know, has never been more popular.
You know what?
Sunday night football, Saturday night protest.
I should have. What the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, seriously. Come on.
Could have retired off of that protest money.
I mean, I don't know why you didn't just jump into pharmaceuticals and alcohol companies the minute after Trump was, you know, found out to be the winner.
I was going to short sell Uber. Look at that. News, financial advice. You get fucking everything here.
We really do.
We are a one-stop shop.
We made the intern so comfortable she fucking announced herself.
Yeah. And then just shut up for the rest of the time.
So how about those protests, Dave? Did you love them?
Oh, they were just a bundle of joy.
Yeah.
Just warm my heart.
Yeah. I was too sick to do anything.
I kind of feel like things are not going that well in this country right now.
Yeah. Well, they could be worse. That's a question mark, guys. That's a question.
Oh. Yeah, they can. They'll get worse.
I think it could. I mean, listen, if you read every other post on Facebook, things seem great.
For me, it's every fourth post.
Okay. Every fourth.
Yeah.
You know, but if you read those, I mean, really all he's doing is the same thing that Obama did six or seven times or whatever the hell they said. I don't know. I didn't read what the Blaze wrote this morning.
Sweet yeah, Jesus. It's pretty cool how, you know, they say the same thing that Obama did when Obama said, hey, don't travel to these countries. They're saying don't come here if you're from those countries. Same thing, you know, transverse property, I suppose.
Yeah.
Works exactly. In math, must work in geopolitical,
exactly.
You know, negotiations and climates. Oh. Hey, Dave, how are you feeling? You look like shit.
Oh, I feel like garbage. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's keeping me upright right now is I've been guzzling Dayquil all day.
That's a weird thing to give you an erection.
Yeah. It is.
Listen, I'm not going to judge a man by where he gets his jollies from, but no, I mean, Dayquil is a peculiar one.
Yeah. Listen, as long as everyone's consenting and no one gets hurt, yeah. Do whatever you got to do, but be careful when you put your dick inside the Dayquil bottle. That's all I'm saying.
I was pretty desperate for the ability to breathe this weekend.
Mm.
At one point when I was sleeping, I just kind of like hung my head off of my bed just so that way I thought gravity would take whatever crap is clogging me. Just like kind of drip out slowly. It didn't work out.
I just want to point out that is a disgusting mental picture you just put in my head.
Yeah, that's super gross.
The other option, I'm
dry heaving right now.
The other option was having all that stuff go on Lisa, and well, I figured
she's used to you spraying goo on her one way or another. So,
oh my god. Well, that is one way to put it.
Yep. All right.
I can't. You know what's funny is about Lisa? I don't know if she's going to hate Ed after that. I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think she's going to like that one very much.
No.
But
I doubt it.
But I don't know if she would hate him.
To be fair, I mean, he opened the door. I had to walk through it.
I don't blame you.
You didn't walk through that thing. You yeah. You skipped through.
Yeah.
I just Kool-Aid manned that shit.
You
just busted through the wall.
I was going to say, you actually didn't go through the door. You made one of those Looney Tunes imprints in the wall next to it.
I appreciate it. So, I mean, it's all right.
Well, as long as you're happy, Dave.
It's really long.
Your smiles are all I live for.
Yeah, your happiness means nothing to us.
All right.
So I have a question here.
I have an answer.
You know what? I think you do.
I probably don't have an answer.
To be fair, just like Radio Shack, when they said, you've got questions, we've got answers, I don't know is an answer. This may not be an answer you want to hear.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Radio Shack was awesome when I was very little.
They were great for batteries.
Yeah. Up until I was 7, I was like, yeah, Radio Shack. And I was like, I really don't like RC cars, and the rest of this looks like a Mad Bomber's den.
Did you guys have a CB radios when you were young?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Shack was the fucking spot for CB radios.
For everybody getting on that CB jump off.
Yeah. I kind of wish I could go back. That was such a simpler time. I wish I could go back to CB radios.
Yeah.
You know what I wish I could go back to? My fucking Nextel. My Nextel flip phone.
I didn't have one of those.
Those were so cool.
Man, I wish I could go back to that.
I never had one.
No, my first phone was the Motorola that had the condoms on it so you could change the color.
Okay.
That's a very interesting way of putting it.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what it was called, but
it was the
Motorola Trojan.
Based on the size of the phone, I think it was the Motorola Magnum. What? Honestly, it was a big ass phone,
thicky.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. So much girth.
So the question that I was going to ask
before we got into the girth of cell phones.
Yeah, before we got onto the deep dark rabbit hole that is fucking Radio Shack is this. It's a Star Wars question.
Oh, then I can definitely answer that.
This serves two purposes. Number one, it's going to get my question answered. Number two, Dave doesn't know anything about Star Wars, so we don't have to fucking hear from him. So
both are excellent points.
I've been starting to watch the Star Wars. I don't even know. What the fuck would a... What would a nine movie package be? So three is a trilogy.
Four
would it be,
like is
a, would it be a non-nilogy?
Can we
find out?
Yeah.
Can you look that up for me, pal?
Out what the male seamstress is. So.
I feel like we could figure out anything.
Do you think
you can do that? Do that favor for me there, sport. Fucking
but
find
me?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, champ.
My phone is done. Not my phone. My
who else is
gonna
fucking? Who do you think I'm gonna have? Ed, look it up. Are you serious?
Oh my
His
god.
His name's on the podcast.
I'm busy making jokes about dicks over here. I can't be doing research. God.
Okay, I have 5% left. Okay.
You're good. That's
fine. We'll use at least 4% of it.
Look up what a fucking nine movie, series is called. If it's a non-nilogy.
I really hope it is that.
I'm sure it's not.
I am 100% sure that it's not, but if I think we should just start calling it that.
We should.
I mean, if irregardless can become a word. Nonilogy?
Nonilogy.
Yeah.
Octilogy, septilogy. That's what I was... Yeah. That's kind of my reasoning there.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Started watching Star Wars with him.
Okay.
And I started watching it in Star Wars canon order.
Okay.
As opposed to movie release chronological order.
So, you started with episode one?
Yes.
That is wrong.
So, hold on 1 second, because she's weighing in.
It's a nonology.
God damn, I was close.
You were so close. God damn. Look at you.
Didn't he get the theme surfing thing too? Last,
like, I did.
I think he did.
Yeah. I did.
You are a master of words.
Like, why do I even have a computer? I just have
give me some. Give me some. Thanks, buddy. So, I'm very happy right now that I was that close. I wish I was spot on, but you know what?
Yeah, honestly, is perfect. Yeah, you gotta,
either way, you get a gold star from me.
Oh, it's awesome. So I started watching it from the first one, which you said is wrong.
Yes.
And I feel like it's wrong now as well.
Okay.
Why do you think it's wrong?
Because okay, so I think the first trilogy is more effective when you don't know who Anakin is. So if you go through the prequel trilogy, you know Anakin ends up being Vader. And even if you don't know that, it becomes clear by the end of the third movie. But by the end of the third movie, you've humanized, essentially, Darth Vader. And it's way better if you start off with Darth Vader being a scary badass that you don't understand why he's a scary badass, to then, poorly explaining the beginning, because the prequels stink, and then, going to the last three.
You know what? You're absolutely right. So... I was thinking for him who didn't know Star Wars at all,
mm-hmm.
that he'd be able to watch it, and watch all the way through and see it in order. And I'm like, then I started thinking about it, like, this is gonna ruin the whole finding out that Luke is his father. And then he's
that's true.
About
it also spoils
it
that
it ruins that, and it ruins the fact that Luke and Leia are brother and sister.
Yep.
And but then here he fucking knows all of this anyway.
Right, but there's a...
No, I didn't. I'm like, this kid is 7 years old. How the fuck does he know everything already?
The internet.
He doesn't.
He also knows what a rim job is. I'm sorry.
He doesn't. He doesn't know. Oh, my God. He doesn't know what either of those things are, thankfully.
His child is six, I believe.
Thankfully,
right?
Seven.
Seven. If it was six, I would, not say that. Yeah. But a seven-year-old, I'm totally confident.
If he was six, he'd only know foot fetishes.
Right, yeah. A foot job. It's like a hand job,
knows
with your feet.
All about transportation porn.
Yeah.
No, he knows none of any of those things, yet somehow... Star Wars is so fucking big.
Well, I mean,
that he already knows, and I'm showing him. I'm keeping him like posted on who everybody is, and because he's looking for Darth Vader. He's looking for Boba Fett for some reason, who fucking sucks.
Yeah, I don't understand the love
but
of
he's,
Boba Fett.
He's looking for all of them, and like we're on Attack of the Clones. By the way, the worst Star Wars. By far.
Yes.
By far.
I really hated the Phantom Menace.
I did not like the Phantom Menace.
The only thing I like about the Phantom Menace is the Duel of the Fates. And the only thing I like about Attack of the Clones is the idea of Yoda fighting, but not necessarily the execution.
There was a bunch of things in Attack of the Clones that it could have been very good.
Yes.
I almost look at Attack of the Clones as similar to the role that like the Winter Soldier played in the Marvel Universe. But
you're
done,
going to want to tread very carefully right now.
No, but understand, like the Marvel, the Winter Soldier was kind of like that spy thriller. There was a lot of exposition in it. It told a lot of like the story. There was a lot of, it revealed a lot of like the hidden relationships, which Attack of the Clones kind of should have done, did it very poorly.
Okay, I can see it with,
You understand what I mean?
Yes, now I do. The minute you start, and so, just instinctively when somebody says, the Winter Soldier is like Attack of the Clones,
no,
I feel like
I
should jump across the table
I said it
and smash the face.
Should have been like.
Okay. All right. All right.
You know, or it should have served the similar purpose. Just executed like shit.
Yes.
You know? Whereas The Winter Soldier is one of the better, is one of the better movies in that.
I still can't decide if that or Guardians is my favorite Marvel movie.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Civil War would also be in that top three. Those are the three that I love.
So, yeah, I love all of those, but, and this is not, I actually think that the first Avengers movie might be my favorite, because while it is not the best movie in the series, it is so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, the minute you had Captain America and Iron Man on the same screen, I nerdgasmed everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I go Avengers as my, I think Avengers as my favorite, then Guardians, and then either Civil War or Winter Soldier. It's tough.
How about that third Iron Man?
What third Iron Man? There was only one Iron Man movie.
Worst movie of them all, right?
And actually, no. Iron Man 2 is the worst movie.
Really?
If you're going to be very liberal, there were two Iron Man movies, 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2 and was they were terrible.
3 honestly works better if you watch it during winter.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm sorry. It works better if you watch it during winter, because then it's Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
I hate summer blockbusters that are set at Christmas. It's so off-putting. Don't understand why people do that.
That makes sense.
There was honestly, I didn't even pick up on that. There was so much else wrong with that fucking movie.
There is, yes.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
You could have said it on my fucking birthday. I wouldn't have been paying attention. That was the biggest waste of a... That was the biggest waste of a villain in the entire series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Easily, hands down.
But he was not the worst villain.
No. No, he's not.
No.
Who do you think the worst villain is?
Oh, I can't even remember his fucking name.
Which movie?
Iron Man 2.
Oh, you're talking about Whiplash?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think the least memorable villain is whoever the Dark Elf was in Thor 2.
Yes.
Which I love that movie.
That was Chris Eccleston.
I know it was.
Oh, you said whoever the, okay.
No, I don't know. I actually don't remember the character's name. And
And
he's from the comics, but he had such a non-impact on me. It was like, whatever.
That being said, I like Thor 2 a lot better than Thor 1.
No,
me too.
Thor
yes.
1 was way better.
No, it was not.
No, it was not.
Thor 1, I
agree with them. It was definitely not better.
Well, of course you're going to agree with them.
Thor
That's not
1,
true.
No, not at all.
That's not true.
It's Thor not because 1, you're an intern.
Yeah, no, it's because you're wrong. Thor 1 is I do enjoy that movie.
That was a very good point.
Yeah.
No.
I don't agree with them because it's them. I agree with them because they're right.
Yeah. Thor 1 is a good, it's a fun movie, but it only exists to introduce Thor so that he can be in Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Whereas Captain America actually has a storyline and a well thought out, you know, plot.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, well, I didn't compare it to Captain America.
No, what I'm saying, just I'm comparing it to other movies in
Marvel Universe.
The Marvel Universe.
Captain America is absolutely the best standalone series.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I have unequivocally loved every Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, you're wrong about Thor. Mm-hmm. Thor 2 is much better. It also helped that Thor 2 came out the same summer as Man of Steel. It was like, oh, so we've got two different takes on how the otherworldly red-caped guy should work, and one of them works, and the other one's Man of Steel.
Yeah. It's like Civil War and Batman versus Superman.
Oh, God.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Civil War was going to win no matter what because it had Spider-Man in it for me, and I was just like, he's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I'm excited about Thor 3.
I'm very excited about Thor 3.
Oh, Ragnarok, yeah, whatever they're calling it?
Ragnarok?
Yep. Ragnarok, right?
Yeah.
I got it right? Go with me.
Yeah, that movie is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. But back to your original question, the order you should have showed your child Star Wars in was 4, 5, the second half of 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, Rogue One.
Okay. All right.
Now, mind you, 8 and 9 are not out yet.
Now, let me ask you this.
But it's called the machete order because you chop it into the middle of the other, because after Empire and you find out that it's Luke's father, then you can go back and build on that character. And
right.
It adds some more weight so that when he
I didn't know if you just wanted me to pretend like Star Wars directed by Tarantino. Just jump all around.
Wasn't that Rodriguez that did Machete?
Oh, I thought you meant Machete like as a cutting instrument, not Machete like the movie.
Oh, no, I meant Machete like the cutting instrument.
Oh, yes, that was Rodriguez.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Don't apologize.
Who basically does, in my opinion, the same fucking thing that Tarantino does.
Yes, very much.
So, all right, here's my next one.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do I power through? Do I scrap it and go right to A New Hope and come back to these movies?
Yeah.
Because, to be honest with you, the first three are largely forgettable.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll do that.
But I definitely think, I mean, I know Lucas says you should do it 1, 2, 3 straight through.
I know what he says, but he also fucking replaced.
Made 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So.
And put Hayden Christensen as the Force Ghost at the end, which was fucking annoying.
It's good to look at, though.
Mm. We'll take your word for it. That was a very satisfied laugh. That was very self-satisfying.
Yeah, I didn't get really yelled at that much, so I was really happy about it.
I just didn't. I mean, I didn't get a. You didn't let me get a chance. Give me a second here.
He's got to collect his thoughts.
Yeah, right? I mean, Jesus. No, all right. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to watch it in theatrical order.
Well, you could do it in theatrical order, but I like the whole. Because I did this the last time I watched.
Or do the Machete?
The Machete works real well.
Okay.
And if you skip into the middle of episode one, you skip all the boring trade talks.
Okay.
And all that garbage.
All right, so maybe that's what I'll do. You're going to have to write that down for me because I already forgotten it.
I can do that for you.
All right, perfect. So that's how I'm rebooting.
Yeah.
Rebooting Star Wars for my son because I feel like he's going to get bored because the first three really are fucking
rough. You really have to like what you're watching to power through them.
Yep.
And 4 and 5, especially Empire. Good God, that movie's so good. That'll hook him.
Yeah. Well, again, that's where all the characters that he knows are, you know. And then Force Awakens, because everywhere you go, you see the toys for Rey and Poe and Finn and everybody.
It's also just a good movie.
Yeah.
Not as good as Rogue One, but still a very good movie.
Really?
Rogue One, just, you didn't like Rogue One, James? You didn't like Rogue One? You are an idiot.
I'm going to yell that even more.
Why are you here?
Why am I here? That's a good question, Ed.
Well,
you're supposed to be taking notes, but your laptop's closed.
My laptop is dead.
So,
it's okay.
Did you not know that you were going to use the laptop?
I did, but the battery is not great.
Where's the charger?
Charger is at home.
Nice. Okay.
That's usually cool. I keep the charger with my laptop.
Well,
Ed didn't give me the piece that makes the thing shorter because now it's.
Trust me, I don't need a piece to make the thing shorter.
Yeah.
It comes pre-shortened.
I'm pretty sure he carries that piece with him all the time.
The charger that you gave me has the extension cord piece on it and not the direct plug piece.
Oh, so if it has that on it, it doesn't charge?
No, it does.
I'm failing to see your point.
It's a very long cord, and also it's behind a piece of furniture.
Interesting.
I hate when my very long cord gets stuck behind a piece of furniture.
It's not stuck. It's there.
It's okay. I forgive you. Not for not liking Rogue One, but why didn't you like Rogue One?
I don't know. I grew up watching 4, 5, and 6 with my father, and when Rogue One came on, it was supposed to be like that bridging movie and to see like what actually happened to that team. And I don't know. I just did not get into it. The ending was awesome, though. It was so worth it for the ending.
I've heard a lot of people, though, agree with her. I haven't seen Rogue One yet.
The only people I have heard agree with her, and I'm not saying this about you. Don't take it as a blanket statement. But it's usually people that are just miserable and don't want anything to be different than 4, 5, and 6.
And you know
I might be one of those people.
I don't think so. I've heard a couple of people that are fans all around, even liked three, which I don't.
All right, that makes me question whether or not they're actually.
Yeah. So and they said certainly, not that they disliked Rogue One, but that it was not as good as Force Awakens.
No. Force Awakens is a great movie. I really liked it. But Rogue One, Force Awakens is a good Star Wars movie. Rogue One is a good movie.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Like, if you go in there just... If you go in there expecting Star Wars, you're going to be disappointed. If you go in there expecting a war movie, you are going to be blown away.
Okay. You are 100% right in that. Now that I think about it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went in there expecting...
It's not a Star Wars movie. There's...
Until the end.
Yeah, well, it is. It's that standalone, and then they just tie it in.
Yeah.
Right. With, and as she said, even if you don't like the movie, the last 5 minutes are...
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Worth it.
Okay.
So worth it.
So you've never seen any of them, huh?
No.
Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. I was off in La La Land.
He was just shooting his goo everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. No, I haven't seen any of them. I was trying to keep track of the order in which Ed said to watch them, and I got a bunch of numbers out of order, and I don't think I have them in the correct order. And I know I have to split a movie in half.
I know what
And I'm not sure where the half is.
Yeah.
But I think it's three.
I know
three.
What Ed's talking about, and I couldn't follow that
order.
Yeah,
so
and
if you could write, make a map.
Sure.
Maybe a flow chart.
Okay. I could do that.
And post that on our Twitter for everyone to fully appreciate these Star Wars movies that everyone talks about.
I'll throw up the link for the machete order and the reasoning behind it.
Yes, and then tag Mr. Lucas in this. Yeah.
Hey, dickhead, here's the thing.
But yeah, no, I haven't seen any of them. And not because I chose not to, but it's a lot of, like, I never was really into, none of my family members were into it, like, when 4, 5, and 6 were coming out, right? So I never got introduced to it then. And then it's a huge time investment in order to watch 4, 5, and 6 after the fact that I just never really cared to
That's
do.
That's fair.
It.
Yeah. Especially if you didn't watch 4, 5, and 6, there's really no reason to watch 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. I have movies that are like that, though. Like, I have never seen The Godfathers.
Me neither.
Through. Like, watched them. I've always seen them in, like, fucking bits and pieces.
Same here.
Both of you? Never?
Yeah. Yep.
What about you, champ?
The only reason I know anything about The Godfathers is because I was grounded for an entire summer once, and I played it on the Wii.
More importantly, what were you grounded for?
I got caught smoking pot and drinking when I was 15.
Nice.
Glad I asked that question.
Nice. Nice.
You know, here at Nearly Coherent, we only hire the highest quality felons to be our interns. Yep.
Got caught smoking pot and drink. What were you drinking?
Yeah. Smeared off ice.
I was going to say Zima, but then I realized she's too young for Zima to be a thing.
Smeared off
then,
ice.
Then you realize that you like Zima.
I don't. I don't like Zima. I like smearing off ice, or at least I used to.
Actually, Zima's not even around anymore.
No,
is it?
No. Because it tastes too much like Sprite.
Smeared off ice, though, you got to go with the black cap.
Yeah. No, the raspberry.
No, it's disgusting.
That's what 15-year-old me liked. Raspberry, Smirnoff.
Is that what you got caught drinking, was Smirnoff ice?
Vodka.
Oh, all right.
Just straight vodka?
Yeah, we used to get one of my friend's cousins to buy us, like, the big handle. We would just go around in a circle and take a sip.
Fancy you.
That's how Island Truth does.
She's not lying. Couldn't afford the Gatorade to put it in? At least, you know, make it more enjoyable?
Mm-hmm. I think at 15, you're not really worried about how enjoyable it is. It's just like, look at me drinking. I'm so cool. Oh, God, it tastes like burning. Here you go.
So who caught you?
I had a frenemy named Sam. I had a frenemy, a girl who we hated each other, but we were still kind of friends.
I thought she was saying friend of me, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. A friend of
me. God, we're old.
She used to write me notes to say, like, hey, we're doing this weekend. And she wrote me a note, and she left it on my kitchen counter. And it said, like, hey, so-and-so is getting us a dime bag. We can split it. And then... where someone else is getting beer, and my mom read it, and
so wait,
that was the end of me.
You didn't get caught actually doing these things. You got caught reading a note about doing these things.
Wow, that's a Minority Report shit right there.
Yeah.
Pre-crime.
Man,
and you were grounded the whole summer.
And I had to go to confession every week.
Oof!
Wow.
And my boyfriend at the time, who was a juggalo.
Wait a fucking minute. Wait a minute. Did you just say he was a fucking juggalo? A juggalo.
He turned into one
Are you ever going to learn to not let all of the cats out of the bag? A fucking juggalo?
Hey, to be fair, it took her 4 episodes to let us know that a juggalo was in the mix of just winners and all-stars.
That might be the word. A fucking juggalo.
So
Insane Clown Posse.
Put the contacts in his eye.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Is he still a juggalo?
Kind of, yeah. God. And he's married with a daughter, and he's in the army.
All right, well, respect for that, but a juggalo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he actually cheated on me with my best friend at the time, who was a juggalette, who was not actually my best friend now that I think about it.
I was going to say I wouldn't be friends with a juggalo, juggalette.
Were you a juggalo?
No.
Were you a juggalette?
No.
Did you ever ask how do magnets work?
But wait, you dated? Did she ask that?
No, that's actually in one of their last songs. I remember seeing it on the internet. It was... Oh. They were talking about how everything they've done up till the end was all a ploy to get everyone to follow them so they could talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking...
Juggalo.
I got better. It was 10 years ago.
You didn't, though.
Juggalo to...
Oh, God.
Ginger Donkey Face.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, we skipped Hunchback.
Honestly, the...
I didn't date him.
The donkey's not as bad as the juggalo.
No.
Not only that, but she just now so vehemently renounced juggalism.
Juggalism?
Was both dating a juggalo and best friends with a juggalette. You know what?
And you know what?
I don't even know. I don't know what to say. Where were we? What were you talking about before you fucking dropped this juggalo bomb?
We're talking about... The Godfather, actually.
we were talking about movies and then jumped into juggalos.
That's true. That's right. Oh. No, you were saying, we were talking about how you got in trouble.
Yeah, you got grounded. Talking about your and that's boyfriend. How you saw all 3 Godfathers.
No, she didn't see them.
Or saw one of them.
Nope, I just played the game.
She played the game on the Wii.
What were you about to say about your boyfriend, the juggalo? You were, I don't know. I can't.
Well, oh, no, all I said was that he cheated on me during that summer while I was grounded. So it was like.
Oh, wow. That's a real 1-2 punch. You got betrayed by your frenemy and cheated on by a juggalo.
Let me tell you something.
15 is a rough age.
Let me tell you something right now. You should call Sam or whoever this person is that left you that note and be like, thank you. Because I'd be fucking spitting out juggalo babies right now if it wasn't for you writing about a dime bag in this note. So thank you for saving my fucking life. Sam was your best friend, okay? This fucking dummy that's letting you date a juggalo, don't you dare say that that's a friend. Don't you dare.
Preach.
Sam, thank you. Thank you for fucking rescuing
her. Saving this one over here.
Unreal.
Hey, Dave, were you ever a juggalo?
No, I was not.
I
that's a shame. I could totally see you in the juggalo community.
Really? I don't know if there's anyone who's less juggalo than Dave.
Yeah. I was being sarcastic.
No, I know.
Just
I
so
know.
We're clear.
But for the people that don't know Dave, he's kind of like...
Oh, I can't wait for this.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Good. We'll get it to be that bad eventually.
Put it this way. Wonder Bread makes a whole wheat bread. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's Dave. He's not plain white bread. He's the whole wheat version, but he's not like one of those like real earthy whole wheat, wheat ones.
I'm not multigrain. I'm not 12 grain.
On it
no,
stuff.
He's not a full-bodied whole wheat. He's just kind of like, it's like white bread with extra coloring and fiber. Yeah, like, he makes you poop real hard.
Yeah, he's white bread plus.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pooping part. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you see, that's what it's not,
thanks,
you know,
I appreciate
it wasn't
that
bad.
Yeah, thank
it really
you.
Wasn't that no, bad.
Honestly, thanks. That's maybe the highest compliment we've ever paid you.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Listen, honestly,
I think I should put it on my resume.
Do you know how
special skills help you poop?
Do you know how thankful I am
fiber rich.
To have you here now that I found out that this one has found the fucking bottom of the barrel when it comes to boyfriends and
really she's making me look good
there.
she's making me look good.
Honestly, she's making you look like now, the fucking king of all media.
You said that was your first boyfriend?
Yep.
Well, you started off just stellar.
Was he a juggler when you started dating him?
No, he...
Okay, what was he before that? Was he really heavily into ska?
No. he had
a mohawk.
Was
he molested as a kid? Like, how do you become a juggler? Who fucking becomes a juggalo? I don't know.
Island
Tree's
Kids in 2009. You're
right. There are too many fucking juggalos from there.
Mm-hmm.
So many juggalos. So much time to make fun of them, but not now.
You know what? You're actually right. We don't have time for this. I can't go any further. Fucking juggalos.
If we start on juggalos, it's going to turn into a 12-hour podcast, and I like to leave those to Pete Holmes.
Well, then, in that case, I bid you all adieu.
I bid you adieu.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Wow, that was really good work.
I didn't know if I could speak. I got yelled at last time.
You can.
You can. It doesn't mean you won't get yelled at, but
go ahead. You can say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, we'll cut that part out.